This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of early summer. Not long ago, I received a letter from Jeffrey Gose, who is a correspondent of mine living in Missouri. This spring has rattled everything I thought I knew about time measurements, wrote Jeffrey. For example, in March, things came 3 to 4 weeks early and not even in the right order. Maybe it's climate change. Jeffrey's experience was similar to mine. I have spent years trying to define the seasons, looking for signs and footprints. I have found that location usually dictates the progress of the year, as measured by the blooming of plants. And I've found that usually certain dates can serve as markers for the seasons. But warmer than the pair of record marches in 1945 and 1946, this past March pushed averages for my location in the Ohio Valley into the patterns I have charted for Columbia, South Carolina. And if two or three similar early springs occur within the decade to come, then the paradigm will definitely have shifted. And then if seasonal markers become movable feasts, then clusters of phenological events become more significant for defining movement in the year. In a shifting climate scenario, the seasonal clusters become floating, almost existential calendars, replacing an older fixed system tied to the more stable weather cycles of the past century. Such an existential system might liberate events from both geographical preconceptions and ties to the traditional months, bringing focus on events themselves and their relationship to one another. The result would be to define time more by what occurs than by what has always occurred or what should occur. Freed from the precedence of place and dates, the local observer would hover within the spin of this new phase of Earth's history, lightly riding its waves, fully aware, without expectations. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of early summer. In the meantime, look around to see what's happening. Each flower, each insect, each storm is a movable feast.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.